you from Keiko Studios, it's The Balcony Show with Ann Thatcher, Bo Summer, Mike Roy, Donna Gallucci, and me, the Mad Cat. We have searched the globe for the best in indie music so you don't have to. So here we go, The Balcony Show.
Friends in far away places, sent with love and good vibes. Just keep an eye out for just what's coming.
Everybody, welcome to the Balcony Show.
Is that an interpretive dance you were doing?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, interpretive dance moves. Is right.
Interpretive dance.
We love our intro song.
A little popping and locking.
Mm-hmm. Really, AJ? That's all I got to say. Really, AJ?
Ready, aim, fire.
AJ is sitting in for Bo. Bo's sick, so get better, Bo. We miss you.
Get better soon, or I'm going to stay right here.
Yeah. Whatever, Bo.
Hurry up,
whatever,
now.
Bo.
You weakling.
So on today's show, we have a studio project. Keith Dombrowski coming up. He's got a studio project called Nightfall, and I think you're going to really dig this music. It's, I don't know, what would you guys peg this as? Is
symphonic power metal?
I like that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's written right here at the top of our notes.
You mean you didn't think that one up all by yourself?
You know what I mean?
I was impressed for one second. Yeah, anyways. Yeah. Hey, but first.
Useless facts. Facts that are freaking useless. Useless.
They are useless, folks. So, actually, oh shit, this one actually I knew. Camels have three eyelids.
You knew that?
No,
huh?
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it helps protect, you know.
So
during,
when they blink like in triple.
Prove it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Prove it.
They're able to, you know, close like one set during, you know, when the sandstorm and stuff
sandstorm,
comes in, you know.
Goggles.
Yeah.
Nature's really wild.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so, I didn't know this, but it makes total sense now. Mosquitoes have 47 teeth.
Wow. Jeez.
Again, prove it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure under a microscope you could.
Yeah.
You know, when you're looking for things.
You own a microscope.
When you're looking for things.
I'll just pull it out.
You own a microscope.
Microscope. That's, yeah. I keep one in my pocket.
For those of you in the gaming world, I mean, I definitely didn't know this one. Sonic the Hedgehog's full name is Ogilvy Maurice Hedgehog.
Okay.
Ogilvy
Maurice Hedgehog.
Okay.
Did not know that.
Cool. I know a couple guys who probably knew that. But I don't know that.
Right. Yeah, no.
Mm-mm.
I did not know that he had a full name.
No.
I thought it was Sonic.
That's what I thought.
I thought it would be something a little more left.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Not Ogilvy the Hedgehog.
Right. Hedgehog. The Hedgehog.
I wonder why Maurice. Yeah,
well, I dated a hedgehog once.
Why Maurice?
You
know
what I mean?
Whoa.
Hey-o.
She made it to the golden ring. I'll say that.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Moving right along.
But we digress again.
Yes.
Well, what did that take? 10 seconds?
At least.
Yeah, you're going to make Donna blush.
Sorry. And what? Fish cough?
Did you
prove
know
it?
That?
No.
Yeah.
Right. Prove it.
I did not know that fish cough.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
I call BS on that one.
Can you actually hear the cough?
I don't think so. I'm just wondering because I think
that stuttered bubble.
I think I've seen goldfish.
You need lungs. You need lungs to cough.
No.
Prove me wrong. Argue with me about this.
I am.
I don't know.
I'm with you.
All right.
Yeah. Out there in nature, ladies and gentlemen, anything with a gag reflex will cough.
I guess so.
Golden ring.
Yes. All right. So useless fact number 5. There are 19 different animal shapes in the Animal Cracker Zoo.
Hey.
Did you know that?
Those cookies? The cookies animal crackers?
I thought you were using a derogatory term towards them animals.
Oh, man. No.
I think it says that on
those. With the little handle.
It says it on the box, though, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I think it does.
Yeah, I knew about it.
19 different ones.
We can test that.
We'll have to bring some in next time.
AJ, next time you're here, bring some animal crackers and we'll count the different shapes and make sure there's 19.
This half an elephant counts as its own species, right? We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
A font. And useless fact number six, Hart Island is the final burial place for over 4 million of New York City's unclaimed bodies. That I did not. Mm.
I actually heard that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be a cool song. That would be a cool song about Hart Island.
Hiding the bodies.
Hart's
Spending
Island.
The night.
About the fact that there's four, you know, like there's so many people.
Dead stacked on top of dead.
Yeah, they're like all these souls that are there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. How do you know they're there?
It's like Philadelphia.
They might have moved away.
They're in the in-between.
Yeah.
Oh, the in-between.
And we're going to pull ourselves out of the in-between right now and move right along to useless fact number seven. People don't sneeze in their sleep due to their brain shutting down the reflex. The reflex.
Interesting.
Which is good to know because if somebody's faking their sleeping and they sneeze, then you know that they're awake.
That's
so keep that
know.
In the back of
That's
your mind.
That's good to know.
I feel like my hat just got a little tighter. Right. Good one. Real nice.
You're fake sleeping. No, I'm not. Here's some pepper.
Some pepper.
And chew. See, told you. All right.
He's got a whole crime involved.
Useless fact number eight. Lizards communicate by doing push-ups. Well, I'm definitely not a lizard.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. A lot of lizards in Florida.
Definitely not my spirit animal.
I never noticed like it was an actual push-up, though. I always thought it was just like that head bob thing they do. Yeah.
Right, like those chameleons just strutting.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not a push-up.
I would beg to differ.
No, you'll see them. They'll just go.
Everybody can see that, Mike.
No one can see
That's true. For all those of you at home, just imagine two.
He held up two fingers. Faced them towards one another.
Skillfully manipulating them into push-up mode. No, not like that, AJ. That's a little crass.
Oh, nice. So, useless fact number nine. Beavers were once the size of bears. This I knew.
That is interesting because they can get pretty dang big, them beavers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, damn.
I've seen some beavers in my
day. I knew this was going to go downhill fast when I saw it.
That's a big beaver.
Look, this is exactly what she hopes for when she's sitting there on a dark web.
I know.
AJ's still 747.
No, he's imagining all the big beavers.
Beaver pelts. I'm just thinking. And
I think I'm going to dispute this one. Useless fact number 10. Adult cats only meow at humans, not other cats. I've witnessed it taking place.
No, nope. Yeah. I Googled it because I thought the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's on the internet, so it's got to be real.
No, it's. I went to
the hell with the
sources.
Fact that I actually have a visual fact in front of me, watching another cat meow another cat.
Nope, cats have 1,001 different vocalizations. So you may have witnessed them vocalizing to another cat, but you did not witness them meowing to another cat.
So that noise.
It was a straight up meow. He looked right at him and said, meow.
Sure.
Meow.
All that noise they make in the back alley.
Maybe
that's
they were
not
talking
meowing.
To you and you thought they were talking to another cat.
That's what I'm saying. Meow. Meow.
Anyways.
Meow.
So that's your useless facts for today.
I like it. All
right. Meow. Meow.
And we're going to get things started with a song from Bright Eyed and Blind, The Grind. Take a listen, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow.
Bring me down to the phone. I'm getting tired.
folks. Welcome back to the Balcony Show. And right now we have the song Farewell by Nightfall. Give it a listen. And when you come back, we are going to have Keith from Nightfall on the line. Here we go.
We'll be right back. tears flow as we bid you adieu. We'll carry your love in everything we do. This is our farewell, a bittersweet goodbye, but we'll hold you close. Forever in our hearts, there you'll lie.
Everybody, welcome back to the Balcony Show, and we have Keith Dombrowski on the line, and he is Nightfall. This is a studio project. He is the composer and the songwriter, so welcome, Keith.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
No, thank you. So our listeners just heard Farewell, and I'm going to, before we even get started, I'm going to encourage our listeners to go and watch the video for this, because this literally made the hair on my arms stand up. This was crazy good. So talk a little bit about Farewell and how this came to be.
So Farewell is it's kind of been a long time coming. So the story behind this is I lost my mother to Alzheimer's in 2017. By the time I was able to go visit her, she was already pretty comatose, so I never actually got to say goodbye.
Sorry.
And that always kind of left this big level of guilt in me. And because my mom was my world, and to have been so far away and not been able to get there in time just broke me for a long time. And in 2020, I had this idea for a song that would kind of be the journey through grief, and I would be able to find, just, you know, put my emotions into that so that I can finally find, you know, some kind of catharsis in what happened. So I started writing that song, and I didn't originally intend it to be as big as it was, but as I was writing it, it just kept growing, and then I realized I was writing the entire five stages of grief, you know. That's what the song, that's what the journey of the song is it takes the listener through my five stages of grief, you know, starting with the depression, the denial, you know, going into the anger, coming to the bargaining stage, and then finally ending in that very nice, calm way with the acceptance.
And who did the video for this, Keith? Because, wow.
So my friend, Sergio Salvucci, is the director and producer of the video. He is also mixing the album, so he's my producer. And his wife, Jessica Mercy, is the one who sang the song.
She's stellar.
Yes.
She's stellar.
I've known Jessica for about 15 years. I started with her in 2008.
Oh, wow.
We were in a band together in 2008 called Evens Ethos, and that's where we first met. That band kind of, you know, started to take off and then kind of just went dead in the tracks. And her band, Anaria, sprang from that, and I quit music for over a decade.
Oh, wow. That's sad.
So I came back to it, you know, because I decided I wanted to, you know, bring some of these other stories that I had in my heart, you know, to life musically. And I wanted to finally do the symphonic metal thing that I had wanted to do 15 years ago.
So now you have this baby, right? And you have this album, Destiny Calling. And the next song we're going to hear is the newest single from this. It's The Hero Walks Alone. You want to talk about that a little bit?
So The Hero Walks Alone was just, I love fantasy themes, and that's one of the things that I wanted to do. But I also want to, you know, kind of put a message out there too. And even though it's a fantasy theme, it's kind of a metaphor for life and how we need heroes. And that, unfortunately, in today's day and age, if you want to be a hero or if you're going to attempt to be a hero, you're going to do it alone because nobody's really going to help you.
True story.
Right. Yeah. So the hero walks alone is a metaphor of, you know, the story is basically of a knight who is going to battle to fight for his king, for his country, his people, you know, and he's going to win the day because he has that big heart. And even though in the end he may lose his life, he's done his job and he's protected the people that he's sworn to protect.
Wow, that's really cool. I got to tell you, I'm one of these people that just happen to love the whole medieval thing. So you got me already with what's going on, you know, visually, never mind the music that supports it. So with that said, I'm going to say, let's take a listen right here to The Hero Walks Alone from Nightfall. And we'll be right back with Keith on the phone.
Welcome back to the Balcony Show, and we are on the line with Keith from Nightfall. So, Keith, now normally this is the part of the show where, one, I would have you, you know, let the listeners know where they can purchase, download, and get your music. Also, I would ask the question about touring, but seeing how you're doing most of your stuff in studio. However, I am going to ask anyway, do you have that as a forward vision, you know, down the line of possibly going out and playing shows?
So it would definitely depend on how the project takes off. Like if we can start gaining enough traction where I can afford to hire, you know, hired guns to go on tour with the project, then yeah, it's possible that we could take it that way.
Nice.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I can see the video, one of the videos, I believe Starfall has like over 200,000 views. So that's crazy already. You know what I mean? Which happens to be my favorite video. That I did the same producer do Starfall?
Yes. So Sergio did Starfall. His production company is called Wild Thorn Productions. Okay. And this is kind of the stuff that he does. He's a musician in his own right. He's a multi-instrumentalist in his own right. But he is a fantastic mixing and mastering engineer. He is a videographer, a video editor. Like, he is the jack of all trades. He builds sets. I mean, he does it all.
I want to understand how you're going to move. Like you said, you're going to bring some more voices in. And so is that going to happen during Destiny Calling, or are you going to use
the song you just listened to actually does have three different vocalists on it that are not Jessica.
Okay.
The first vocalist that was on the song that you just listened to is a male sopranist by the name of Pete Rockliffe. So he is supplying the female vocal basically in that song. And I thought that would be a very interesting way to do it because nobody would expect him to be a boy. because he sings in a soprano voice.
Wow.
The baritone gritty voice that's on the song is actually me. Mm. So I actually sang this one.
Wow.
Nice show.
All right. Thank you.
So moving forward, do you see yourself like continuing to produce like this and create like this, or forming a band and or doing something film wise even?
I'm big on collaboration, so I actually have quite a few different things that are within my network right now. So,
okay.
For example, one of the things that I'm going to be doing is, of course, more Nightfall stuff down the road. So this is not like a one and done thing. We're going to be doing more of these. I've already got like a 6-song EP plan. I've got a bunch of demos for the second album already.
Wow.
And then I actually do want to tackle a full-fledged concept album as well, and that concept album will be based on the story of the Count of Monte Cristo.
Excellent. One of my favorite stories.
So my all-time favorite story. I've already written the opening track to it. It's a metal sea shanty called Lotharion, which is the ship that they are on in the very beginning of the story. I found out from a friend of mine in France that the French don't really have any sea shanties, that they never wrote any. They usually use like the British ones and stuff like that. So I was like, I'm going to write a brand new one just for this album because they never did.
Nice.
I'm also orchestrating a lot of stuff too. So I'm working on a couple of video games now, doing orchestration. One of them I can talk about. It's a game called Aspect Heroes, which is like a 2D, infinite mob fantasy game that I'm going to be orchestrating. So that's going to be really, really cool. And then I'm going to be part of an online trading card game as well, called Levaniverse. And basically what that is it's a trading card game that basically puts musicians, you have a band and your band, it's like a battle of the bands. The bands fight each other, but again, it's all fantasy based.
Wow.
Kind of like Magic the Gathering.
Well, you know what? We happen to have a band and sitting right here at the table with us, Roy and the Secret People. So I think they should be a part of that.
Yo, that sounds really fun, dude. I'm just sitting here picturing throwing pogs down like a slammer. Like, yeah, I'm going to get you, dude. Bam. Go make some cool game. That's all.
Yeah. That's It's pretty nifty. That's why I decided to take part in it. Is the guy who's doing it, he's got a great vision for it. And I was like, I like this a lot. I want to do it.
Sounds cool, man. Keep it going.
Wow. Listening to you, I'm tired. Honest to God, there's so much good stuff coming. And there's Everybody, you got to go to Nightfall. Go to the YouTube. Check out the videos. You will not be disappointed. Go to Spotify. You know, all your download links. You know where to go. And get this music because you're going to love it. I guarantee it. With that, I'm going to say thank you for spending some time with us here. Keith, it's been amazing talking to you. I just can't even believe all the stuff that's coming. And we will definitely be watching to see, you know, the new music coming out and what you got going on, because sounds like there's a lot more coming.
Yep. And the album will be releasing towards the end of this month. March 22nd is the launch date of the physical album. I'm doing it old school. So we're doing a physical album with a full color booklet and everything back like the old days.
I know somebody in studio.
Sounds awesome.
Donna's our vinyl gal.
Yeah.
So
I think that's great.
Yep. Yeah. We're trying to bring back that nostalgia as the stuff Absolutely. That we haven't done in a long time.
All right. Well, with that, I'm going to say everybody take a listen to Starfall by Nightfall, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, on this week's Mad Cats, Mad Tracks, we have a great song. It's called To Whom It May Concern by Tritura. They are a Reverb Nation selectee, so forever who it may concern. Give it a listen. Here we go.
our show, where we showcase new singles from returning guests. And your host is Donna freaking Gallucci.
That's right. She's the Gallucci of the freaking Gallucci's.
What are you doing over there, Donna?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. So today on Spotlight, we're going to feature a great song, the latest single from Alpha 03. But before that,
what you got?
Have you guys heard of the Outlaw Music Festival?
No.
You know, I'm ashamed too, because I thought I knew all these festivals. And actually, this is one of the bigger ones. It started in 2016 locally, right here in close by in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And it was a sold out show. It went so well that they developed it into one of North America's biggest annual touring festivals.
No way.
I never knew this, right? And this year, it's going to be really cool. The lineup includes headliners Willie Nelson and Family.
No.
Bob Dylan.
Mm.
What?
Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. John Mellencamp. Just to name a few.
Dang.
And crazy. They're playing all over the place. So
that sounds awesome.
There might be an opportunity for a band.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody check it out. Go online and see where they're going to be in a city near you.
I'm going right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bye.
See you later. Outlaw Festival. Here we go.
Yeah.
There he goes.
And Spotlight is going to take a listen to the song Punishment by Alpha 03.
They're a local band.
Yes, they're a local band right here in the Lehigh Valley. They are an awesome band. And I read that their influences were some of them are Ozzy, Disturbed, Rush, Foo Fighters. And in this particular track, you could really hear some of those influences in this song. So guys, give it a listen. Alpha 03 with Punishment.
Survive with all of that pain.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Balcony Show. Thanks for sticking with us, tuning in and listening to independent music. We are your number one source. That's for sure.
Number one. That's number freaking one. Uno.
Just like Brooklyn. Number one.
Number uno. Anywho, I'd like to remind you that our Reverb Nation campaign, whom we are partnered with, is in full swing. If you'd like to get on the show, go to Reverb Nation and submit. You can also submit directly to The Balcony Show at thebalcony@outlook.com. With that, I'm going to say good night, everybody, from The Balcony Show. We're going to end things tonight with How Will I Know from Word 66. Take a listen, and we'll see you next week.
Sitting all alone, thoughts of yesterday, thought I held her in my heart. Was it just a dream? The count goes on and on. See your faces, expectations washed away. Oh, once again. Now I sit and wonder, will the right one ever come? When she does, will I know her? Will she know me? How will I know when the right one comes in my life? 'Cause I'm so tired. I'm so tired.